Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Masechas Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dal, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afayin, Drizivik Hagon, Bikharav Mamesh. Mishnah Dal tells us, Yosef ben Yezer ish Tzreda, V'Yosef ben Yechanan ish Yushalayim, Kibul Mehem, Yosef ben Yezer from Tzreda, and Yosef ben Yechanan from Yushalayim, they were Mekabel the Torah from them. Now let's explain. This Yosef ben Yezer and Yosef ben Yechanan are the first of what are called the Zugais. Zugais are pairs. From now on, for a few generations, Torah wasn't handed from one Rebbe to one Talmud, like from Shimon HaTzadik to Antigonus ish from the previous two Mishnayos. It was handed over to the Zugais. The first one that we mentioned was the Nasi, and the second one was the Av Beis Din, and together they led Am Yisrael. So the first of our Zugais are Yosef ben Yezer ish Tzreda and Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yushalayim. They got their Torah, they received the Messiah from Shimon HaTzadik and from Antigonus. So we're going to have words of wisdom from them. Yosef ben Yezer ish Tzreda Omer, he used to say, Yihi Beischa Beis Vad L'Chachamim, your house should be a gathering place for the Chachamim. When the Chachamim need to gather and talk about something important, they should say, you know, let's gather in that guy's house. He likes the Chachamim. And one should literally roll in the dust of their feet. In other words, follow the Chachamim, do like they do, learn from them, learn from their ways, and drink thirstily from what they have to say. The emphasis of drinking thirstily is that when you're really thirsty, imagine you have dry, parched lips, really hot day outside, you really gulp that water down as if it's the only thing that's keeping you alive. That's how a person should take in the words of the Chachamim, of the leaders, of the great Rabbanim, that he needs their words for his very life and for his very ability to continue, as opposed to a person who's full, who had what to eat and drink, and he's not so thirsty. If you give him something to drink, he'll sip his water with an attitude of, I'm doing you a favor. That's not the way to listen to the Chachamim. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yushalayim Omer, he's the second of the Zugais. Yihi Beischa Pasuach Lervacha, your house should be open for everyone. It should be open wide, allow people to come in. V'yu Aniyim B'nei Beischa, and poor people should be members of your house. And V'al Tar B'sichim Isha, don't increase talking with a woman. And B'ishta Amru, they said this in regards to a man's own wife. Kavachayim B'ishas Chaveray, for sure, with the wife of his friend, he should be careful not to talk too much. And Mikan Amr Chachamim, from here the Chachamim said, this is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the one who wrote the Mishnayos, he's filling this in by explaining, calls Mancha Adamar B'sicha Me'isha, if a person increases having too much conversation with a woman, Gayim Ra La'atzmai, he could cause bad for himself, Ubaitum Divrei Torah, he's going to end up not learning Torah, V'sayfa Yarish Gehenim, and at the end he's going to get Gehenim. What does it mean to be Mar B'sicha Me'isha? So obviously a man should talk to his wife and converse with her, because that's the proper way husbands and wives should act. Over here, Mar B'sicha Me'isha means, don't talk Dvarim B'talim. Don't talk silliness with a wife. And the reason why that's Gaim Ra'ala Atzmai is because, let's say, he tells his wife, you know, someone made fun of me, someone insulted me, someone treated me with a lack of respect. First of all, his wife might stir up the controversy and make it even worse than it already is. And second of all, she might end up disrespecting her husband himself. If other people disrespect him, that lowers him in her eyes. And so he causes bad for himself either which way. He ends up not learning Torah and he's going to end up getting Gehenim because of Averis he might end up doing in the future. And again, that's all with his wife for sure, Alachas Kama Kama with his friend's wife. We're going to stop here for the day. And pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.